This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour. Live Saturday edition continues here with Ian.
And Mark.
And we had a call in the last hour. We were going to talk about Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, and how they're the same candidate. And if we get the chance, we'll get into that. But there was an interesting call in the first hour by an angry dad who was mad that his daughter is out there. She's 17 years old. He found out somehow that she had been using cocaine. She apparently was also drunk at some point, like puking level kind of drunk, overdose, basically, level drunk. And he wanted to call the police and bring the police in and have them assist him in contacting the parents and investigating the situation. And I don't think that's a good idea because we've seen what happens. As one of our callers pointed out, some parents have called the cops on their kids and their kid ended up dead after that. Now, obviously, that doesn't happen in every instance.
It seems unlikely, but the stakes are high.
It can happen. In a lot of cases, they'll just arrest your son or your daughter or arrest you.
To some extent, if you go admitting to crimes, and that's what's going on here, is the 17-year-old is taking cocaine and drank. The crimes have occurred, crimes in the legal sense, not in the moral sense. If you go around admitting to crimes at some in front of police officers, at some point, another, you're liable to end up in jail.
Yeah, one of them might get the idea to put you in handcuffs. So come up with something more creative was my suggestion here.
If you're going to call the police to help you with this, make sure that your lawyer is present every time the police talk to your daughter.
I mean, you can cost you
a lot of money.
You can try the crackdown approach if you want to, whether it's cracking down with the police or without, like going and finding the other parents and grounding your daughter and, you know, taking away privileges, taking away the car, whatever it is that you would come up with. Ultimately, that approach may just simply make her resent you, and that may make her want to, I don't know, escape out her window at night and then go and do dangerous things without you even knowing that she's left the house or whatever, and or also ultimately move out when she turns 18 and then move in with this boyfriend who might be a cocaine dealer or whatever. So I don't think that the crackdown approach tends to be very effective. What you're dealing with...
Well, I don't think we've reached the moment of tough love here, right? Like, this gal has had a few bad weeks.
Yeah.
Just by the sounds of it, and, you know...
Well, maybe that she just got caught for doing something she's been doing for a year.
She had... probably not. Not from what he was... He was saying that she's been spending the night and that kind of thing, but it just recently, this time...
She said she'd been spending the night at her friend's house, but maybe she wasn't at her friend's house,
said. Ian.
Yeah.
It's not like I was never a teenager. But this was the first time it was sort of a school night and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think this is a time to begin having a conversation with the daughter and attempting to delve into the truth and those sorts of things. Look, honey, I want you to have a good life. That's what my main goal here is. My goal isn't to find out what you've done and punish you and make sure that you are miserable and all these things. It's to find out what I can do to help you have a great life. And you get to pick the kind of life you want to have. You want to have a life where you, you know, have a loving husband and a family and, a house of your own and a great job and, you know, these kind of things. And you have fun on the weekends. That's fine. You want to be a drug addict? That's another option.
Let's go to Dave in Indianapolis. What would you do if you were in Mark's situation, our caller from last hour with the daughter acting out? Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I tell you what I'd do. I'd kick her butt out. Absolutely.
Kick her out.
You want to be
that
an adult?
Quick?
You want to be an adult? You want to party? You want to break the rules? You want to break the law? Hey, there's the street. It's waiting for you.
Aren't you worried that she might start turning tricks?
She might have already been doing that. The point of it is...
She was at her friend's house for a party. You guys are taking this so far, you and Ian. Just a girl who was at a party.
Let me tell you what happened when I was young and kids were doing cocaine at a party. The cops got called. The parents got called. I mean, it was news in our town for like 2 weeks. Okay, it's a serious deal. Real quick on the side, I just heard...
So stop calling the cops, and then there's less problems.
Now, see, here's the point. When a kid, 16, 17, 18, gets an attitude, decides they're going to keep doing this stuff after they've been told, you don't get mad at him. You just say, you know what? You're right. You're old enough to do all this. You're old enough to decide whether or not you want to follow the law. You're also old enough to go out and find another place to live. Welcome to adulthood. I mean, this is what we're doing. We should empower them, right? Hey.
Yeah, I'm not against what you're saying. Look, this is, I believe, what the parents have.
I think it's a better approach than calling the cops, personally.
But what you need to consider is the parents are legally liable for their kids until they're 18, so you have to go through sort of emancipation.
Not all states have that, sadly.
Here's what I do. She's wanting to get back in the house after sneaking out. Fortunately, I wake up or something. I'm at the front door. She's on the other end. I call the cops, and I explain to the police officer, my 17-year-old, my 16-year-old has been running around all night. I don't know what she's been doing. She's trying to get back in the house. I think she's high or on alcohol or something. I need you here, and I don't want her in my house, especially if I have other children that are younger than her, and they're seeing that the older daughter is getting away with this. Now, as an aside, during the break,
Before you go on an aside, there's a story from last year where a father whose son had stolen his pickup truck called the police to go get to get his pickup truck back. The cops ended up killing the kid. You feel like a tough guy here, and I understand the position, but you're not going to feel like a tough guy with your kid shot on your lawn.
Well, if you've been dealing with this kid who's been telling you that they're not going to do what you tell them, you're probably already to the point to where you're ready to let that kid be an adult anyway. And that kid is...
Again,
that kid is,
she was a girl at a party.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I get where he's coming from. It's the tough love. It's the tough love approach.
It's not that at all, as much as it's, okay, this person is not going to listen to me, who has authority over my house and is living at my house for free. You are telling them, if you want to be an adult, you can be an adult. Here's the street.
How about a choice? How about a choice between, okay, you can go ahead and go out and leave and you can live on your own, or if you're going to live here, you're going to have to submit to a drug test here and there or whatever.
That's already the condition, it sounds like. He's already told this girl. I'm sure he sat this girl down and said, don't get drunk, don't do drugs. And, oh, by the way, stop having sex with your boyfriend until you decide that you can support a child, because that's probably what's going to happen. You know,
it does seem to happen pretty often.
It's cheaper to go get an IUD.
Yeah,
Dave, what was your aside? You said you wanted to go on some sort of aside.
As of about 5 minutes ago, I'm pretty freaked out because I heard that Scalia died over the weekend. And
yeah,
I heard Mr. McConnell saying, oh, Mr. Obama, you socialist, don't you go and try to appoint a Supreme Court justice because you're just about out of office. We need to be freaked on this one. Because
he's going to support. You're absolutely right. That is that's what's happened here. Is the hardest of the hardline constructionists died in his sleep last night, and now Barack Obama is going to be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice, throwing off the sort of balance that existed in the Supreme Court between sort of the conservatives and the liberals.
How many conservatives and liberals were on the Supreme Court?
It was 4-4, and then sort of a moderate.
Yeah, but as far as gun rights, it was 5-4. And as a gun owner, I mean, the red alarm is going off because it's Obama. He's an activist. He's a leftist. He's going to throw somebody in that court if he possibly can. And Mitch McConnell is going to take a stand, but it's Mitch McConnell. This is a guy that wouldn't shut the government down, which is what every Republican ought to be talking about right now.
Talk about that, because the Republicans love the government just as much as the Democrats do. The government allows politicians to reward their friends and punish their enemies, and one man in a robe isn't really doing much to stop the government from getting bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. Scalia, just like the rest of them, have signed off on police state increases and all kinds of other government power increases. So, to act like this is the end of the world is probably blowing it out of proportion, but ultimately, I would prefer a world where there is no Supreme Court.
Well, this is the Second Amendment. The 5-4 split, that is the Second Amendment. And they will.
Well, maybe it's time to start talking about secession, huh, Dave?
This is your solution to everything.
I'm just about there.
There you go. See? There you go, Mark. Dave's on board. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, the independent state of Indiana there could be what it was called.
Indiana is one of the freer states in the union, as according to the Mercatus Center's Freedom in the 50 States.
Toll-free number is 855.
South Dakota, North Dakota.
450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you kick your teenage daughter out of the house because she's been doing a little cocaine, a little alcohol?
It's crazy.
Is that a little bit too far? I would say it's better choice. I think it's a better choice than calling the cops, or like maybe giving her an ultimatum, like, well, you either shape up, you can stay here and not have to pay rent, or you can move out and start paying rent and do whatever you want. Put whatever you want in your own body. It's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The your 17-year-old daughter or son has done cocaine and alcohol and who knows what else. What do you do about it? One guy said he'd call the cops. That's how we got on this topic in the first place. Another guy just called in to say he would kick her out of the house, let her become the adult that she wants to be. And I got to say, that's more a more creative solution. But, you know, what about the one that allows and understands the idea that a teenager is going to want to alter their state of consciousness? The harm reduction solution, which is the one that I proposed earlier, but I don't think I proposed it in this hour. So in case you're just tuning in, the idea would be that rather than having your teenager learn about alcohol and other drugs through the process of trial and error with friends who don't know what they're doing, which is how I learned about alcohol. I don't know about you, Mark, but that's how I learned about it.
Oh, yeah. I got my education in sex, drugs, pretty much everything from a bunch of pimply-faced 16-year-olds.
And you ended up in prison as a result.
I don't know if that's the result, but a lot of people get the same education without having that happen. But certainly that was the result for
you
me.
You did not have the guidance of a mature adult, and that led to bad things for you.
Right.
For me, that led to me being passed out on some guy's front porch at 3 in the morning in a friend's neighborhood after his birthday party, after having drank too much.
Because you thought it was your house, right?
I thought it was his house, and that was a pretty bad experience. Led me to quit drinking alcohol for 5 years. But I never learned to moderate my drinking. So when I started drinking again 5 years later, I once again went and drank to excess and then ended up having another bad time. Finally met a girl who, you know, kind of helped me understand how to do that. But that wasn't until my mid-20s when I finally learned how to actually drink responsibly. So, you know, no thanks to my parents. My parents were generally good people. I think they did a pretty good job at raising me, but they never, ever did anything to help me understand alcohol. They weren't drinkers themselves. My mom
right, so they didn't have the education, plus the fact that there's a legal liability here, Ian, that the harm reduction strategy doesn't really look at. The legal liability is that, look, if your teenager has a few friends over, mm-hmm. and you're like, all right, we want you to responsibly use alcohol, so everybody give me your car keys,
yep.
so nobody does anything dumb. You can party here, and here's some condoms, and here's some fresh needles, and whatever it is that you're handing out there. And I get it. I've heard the suggestions, and I understand the...
You would have to have the consent of all parties. You would have to have
the
other
parents.
The other parents would have to be aware of what was going on.
They're not going for that crap because they're scared too. You heard this guy, he's ready to call the law because his daughter was found with a little cocaine in her system.
Well, right, you don't want to deal with parents like that. If your friends have those parents, you don't want to invite them to the party. But otherwise, this can happen. Representative Tim Robertson, he's a state rep here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's on the Criminal Justice Committee here in the State House, and I went to the other day. There was a proposal to legalize drinking for 18, 19, and 20-year-olds if they are in the company of someone who's 21 and up. And so, therefore, an 18-year-old would be able to go into a bar with someone who's 21 or older, and they would be able to legally drink if this were to pass. And he told a story of very much like what you were saying, where he threw a party, you know, his teenager son or daughter, whoever, threw a party with his consent. They collected the car keys. They actually even provided rides home to some of the kids if they had to go home later on. All of the parents were aware. This was so long ago, Mark. This was like, you know, a few decades ago. Tim's in his 80s. So this was a few decades back when his kids were in their 20s. And he even informed the police of this at that time. Now, this would not be a good idea today. But back then, the police actually understood and the police agreed that this was a good tactic. This was a way to minimize the likelihood that someone's going to be underage and driving drunk. This was a way to minimize the likelihood that someone was going to be underage and sick to the point of having to have an ambulance call. To have responsible people around during something like this, it's going to happen anyway. If it doesn't happen under your tutelage, it's going to happen out in the woods. It's going to happen at some house where the parents have gone away for the weekend and there's going to be no supervision whatsoever. So it's your choice. Do you want to pretend like it's not happening and then find out that your son or daughter had an overdose and then you get the call from the hospital later on or the jail cell? Or do you want to be a part of this and help reduce the harm that could come to your son and daughter? To me, it seems like those are your two options. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Craig. He's on the line in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey,
Craig.
I want to touch on that. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead.
I want to touch on a number of things. One, the fellow Mark who wanted to put his daughter in jail, or wants to call the police. That's a complete backwards thing to do. The problem with him is he has no experience with alcohol, drugs. He seems like a pretty straight-laced guy. There's a different approach, and this is what I took with my 17-year-old son. I was 17, and at 17, there's nobody in the world who was 40 or 50 to get me to think like them. I was bulletproof.
Right.
So when I found out my son was smoking weed, I took him in the garage, and I said, Justin, are you smoking? And he said, no. And I said, well, I went to CVS and bought a $36 drug test. I said, well, I have wasted $36 if I ask you to pee in this. And he said, yeah. And I told him I loved him. And I said, this is the kind of thing, and I had talked to him about it because I had done all this stuff when I was a kid. And I think that's the part everybody's missing. Nobody is comprehending that these kids don't think like adults do, and there's no love involved. And if you show these kids some love, and he started crying because he knew at that point I understood what he was going through. Tough to make friends, tough to keep friends, and the kind of friends that are easy to get are the ones that are sitting around smoking weed doing nothing with their lives.
Mm.
And that turned my kid around. You know, there's not enough love anymore. You know, that's the thing. Mm. You got to show these kids love, that you care, that you understand, even if you don't do the research. You have
this is what I wanted to
Tuesday night.
This is what I was trying to pop in with, but Ian went to a call. Is that what if you have the luxury of having a kid that's, you know, much younger than this, what you want to do is you want to create a relationship where you're a resource. Now, my kid's 8 years old. I sincerely hope I don't have
right.
to deal with cocaine for some period of time. But
exactly.
I'm trying to, and it's not easy, right? Like, it seems like the relationship I have with my son is a whole lot of no, 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 no,
right.
no, no, stand up straight, no. You know, like, there's just a lot of that goes on. But whenever I have an opportunity, I sit down and I'm like, look, man, to me, the most important thing that we've got between you and I is honesty. If
Absolutely.
You're honest with me, then I can help you. And remember, I'm on your side. I only want you to have a good life. But you need to be honest with me so that I'm dealing with facts. And that's the biggest thing here.
Right. Without honesty, the parent might as well be living in fantasy land about what they want.
They are living in fantasy land.
But they want to believe their kids are doing.
Right. And the thing about it is that by doing that, you build this relationship with them that the next time something comes up, maybe they'll come to you first. And
yeah, that would be nice.
Biggest thing. You've got to have that line of communication with them.
Great points tonight, Craig. Thanks for calling to share that. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you're going to be in New England next weekend, you can join us in reality at the Liberty Forum, the ninth annual, well, close to annual, the ninth one that they've had. They've skipped a year in there somewhere. So over 10 years, they've had 9 Liberty Forums. This is number 9. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the first ever New Hampshire Liberty Forum that has happened since the completion of the Free State Project's goal of 20,000 people signed to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty. That's the whole point of the Free State Project. It's a political migration of libertarians from around the globe who are concentrating their efforts in New Hampshire, and they meet once a year for the Liberty Forum, which is a hotel-based convention featuring lots of great speakers and panel discussions. But more importantly, it features hundreds of people who care about freedom. It features probably around, usually it's like 200 that live in New Hampshire, and then the remainder, a few hundred more, come from outside of New Hampshire to kind of check out the scene here, see what it's actually like. Is it really as good as we say it is here on Free Talk Live? And actually, it's better than we say it is on Free Talk Live, because Mark, you and I don't know half of what's going on within the liberty movement here in New Hampshire. We probably don't even know a tenth of what's going on as far as all the different liberty activist projects and things that are happening all across the state. You'll get a taste for that if you're at the Liberty Forum. You'll also get to hear from Edward Snowden. That's right, the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden will be joining us from a remote video link from a secret location in Moscow. Very excited about that. That's happening on Saturday at the Liberty Forum. So all of that, plus you get to watch Free Talk Live at night if you want to join us. In reality, we're going to be there broadcasting every night. It's February 18th through the 21st. That's coming up this week. starts Thursday, February 18th through the 21st. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Tickets are still available, nhlibertyforum.com.
I do hereby give you dispensation to call an event that occurs annually an annual event.
But it didn't occur annually. It occurred, they missed a year.
It is the ninth event. And it occurs annually. Now,
it generally occurs annually.
No, if it's going to occur again and again and again,
it is now occurring annually.
Yes, that does not mean you do not
annual
need to,
since 2011.
In order
since 2012.
To explain that it is the ninth annual Liberty Forum, you do not need to go into the history of the fact that it.
But I feel like it's
one,
not honest to say that
it is
the ninth annual.
I'm giving you dispensation. It is annual.
Oh, thanks, Mark,
because
for that.
It occurs. Annually.
Except it didn't.
Right. So, yes, it. Okay.
1 year it did not occur. So therefore it has not occurred annually for the last 9 years.
No, no, no. It's not the event. You're not saying that the event has occurred annually every year for 9 years when
that
you say it's the ninth annual.
It's intended to be annual from here on out.
You're saying that it is the ninth event and that event occurs annually. That speaks to
it
the future.
It would occur in the future.
It does not speak to the past.
Okay.
You see, people don't need to know the past. If
That's
they're
true.
Writing, their, you know, some memoirs or perhaps the history of the Free State Project, that's where we would you would spend
How about
some
the
time.
Ninth ever Liberty Forum.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go to the phones. Like do the fun.
Dealing with Rain Man.
Let's talk to Steve. Hey, just because I want to be honest in what I'm saying, let's go to Steve in Chesapeake, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great. How about the ninth consecutive?
Yeah, that works.
Anyway, you know, I think you guys have really touched a nerve, and I'm sorry you didn't get to the topic you really wanted.
Oh, no, it's fine. This is actually what I like about Free Talk
Live. Free Talk
Live,
man.
Anything goes here.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think that you guys may have missed, and certainly some of your callers, is that this guy, Mark, has already failed his daughter a long time ago. And I can say that because I listened very closely to the things that he was saying, and he's not at home. He can't kick his daughter out. Him and his wife, they're either separated or divorced. He has to find out things from his son. He has to take time off from work. It's all of this issue, and it's like he's not there for his daughter to begin with. So trying to, you know, maybe be her friend at this point may not, you know, be something that could work. I know when I was that age, the last thing I wanted to tell my stepdad or my mom or anything was that, you know, I wanted to come and have open and honest dialogue with them about what was going on in my life. Cause, you know,
yeah, I'm sure never would have told my parents that I was going after school.
I was definitely not a resource for that. I didn't want my parents to be a resource either.
I knew these old hippies from New Hampshire who would let me come over there and we'd get high, and it was a really good time. And my parents would not have been happy about that if they'd found out about it. But luckily, you know, they were nice folks and they weren't trying to...
but, you
do
know,
bad things to me.
I mean, I'm not a flower child exactly myself, but you know, it's just one of those things where it sounds like, you know, if he had kept things together with his wife, maybe he'd have a little better, you know, dialogue with his daughter. And so it's like
I didn't catch that he was divorced. I missed that that detail.
Yeah, well,
did he actually say that, or are you extrapolating that from what he said?
No. All the things that he said, like having to find out from his son, and also about that he doesn't have any decision about whether she goes and stays over at some place. I mean, these are things that you know, he's not in the home. That's why he had to take off.
That could be.
To go find out what's going on. And also,
and you know, I did allude to the idea that the real problem was internal. I said that to him without really jumping to the same conclusions that you had, just presuming that, you know, maybe he could have done a better job raising her.
Hold on.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe it's too little too late.
Let's not take decision-making away from the daughter, okay? She's 17, and in just about every culture, historically and geographically, that makes her responsible for her own decisions. Yeah, I mean... You know, not everybody gets to have the Leave It to Beaver family. I get it. I didn't, and I'm sure, you know, most of the people listening to me didn't. But, you know, she's going to – the decisions she makes at this point, she has to make decisions that are going to be best for her life. And I just think 17-year-olds are the least equipped to make decisions for 17-year-olds.
Well, I can second that emotion because I, you know, remember being there myself. And I'm as an older person now and not having any kids, I've never lost the perspective of having to, you know, be a parent and think in parently kind of ways. I'm still, you know, I mean, when I was married, people would say, you know, oh, did my wife have any kids? And I said, I'm a child enough for both of us.
Thanks for your call, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Brock, listening in Waconia. Brock, you're what state are you calling from?
I'm in Laconia.
Laconia, New Hampshire. Yeah. They misspelled it here on the call screening software. You're listening to WEZS. Go ahead.
Well, I was hearing you talking before the break there. Great couple of callers you've had since, and I just love
Ooh, you just got real quiet. I don't know what happened if you put your finger over your microphone hole or something on your phone, but I just all of a sudden can barely hear you. Much better. Gotcha. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was saying love is very important. A couple of callers ago, very important. But I wanted to agree with you. I think you're on a line that made me think I ought to talk to my representatives about sponsoring a bill to allow parents to take their 19-year-old, 20-year-olds to the bar. Sort of like driver permits, 15 and a half. You can start teaching your kids something dangerous. We teach them how to fornicate in fifth grade these days. You think we could teach them how to drink before they're actually on their own at 21 doing it?
It's an important life skill, isn't it? I mean,
New Hampshire. Lots of people drink in New Hampshire.
Of the percentage of people listening to my voice, I'm going to guess that 95% of the people that are listening to my voice have consumed alcohol, and it may be higher than that.
That sounds fair, yeah.
And of those people that have consumed alcohol, there's a good percentage, maybe half the population, that regularly consumes alcohol. I mean, and they taught me algebra, geometry, trigonometry, analytic geometry in high school. I've never used that crap. If they would have taught me how to consume some alcohol, I've certainly done that.
Yeah, Ian got me thinking. His word of moderation, being taught moderation, was unsuccessful a few attempts in life on his own. And I think that's exactly, he's probably resounded with me. You know, bravo for saying so and having these discussions on your show. And I think that's a good idea that we ought to think about that gradual, you know, before they're quite old enough to leave the house on their own. I don't know, might be too young, but in the Italian culture,
I think a law that would allow parents to help their kids drink would be a step in the right direction. There is actually already a proposal. Max Abramson is a state rep from Seabrook. He's a free stater. He's the one who put forth the bill that would legalize 18, 19, and 20-year-olds drinking with a 21 and up supervisor, which is basically would include what you're talking about. So check that out, Brock, and thanks for your call tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can call to join us, share your thoughts on whatever you want to discuss. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online any old time you want at freetalklive.com. If you're getting online, though, you probably should be protecting your privacy. You can take steps to do so, like ProXPN. They can give you your privacy back on the Internet because companies and governments are trying to take your privacy from you. ProXPN is a virtual private network. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device, and ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, as well as apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Plus, they accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be less per month than a good cup of coffee. Go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and use the Internet the way it was meant to be used. Code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. As we go to the phones and continue with your calls and thoughts, lots of people have some ideas, some opinions for what the angry dad could do. The guy who called earlier tonight, Mark in Indy, who was upset at his daughter. She was found using cocaine, using alcohol, and he doesn't really do that stuff, hasn't had any real experience with getting drunk, he says. So he wants it to stop, but is it likely that he can stop it, no matter what he decides to do? And I recommended that he not call the police, which was in his initial intention. Another guy says he should kick her out of the house. What's your idea? I like the harm reduction approach, and that's what one of the other callers was suggesting. Shouldn't parents be able to legally be able to teach their kids how to drink alcohol, how to be safe, or at least as safe as possible when imbibing one of the most dangerous substances known to man? Alcohol and heroin are right up there at the top of the most dangerous drugs chart. And, you know, holding someone's hand through that is the best way to get through it, to help somebody learn through experience how to handle alcohol and how to drink responsibly is, I think, some of the best kind of parenting that one can do. But what are your thoughts? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And let's go to Scott. He's listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Unfortunately for you, fit in the same category as Mark in that I've never been drunk to the point where I've had to lose the contents of my stomach.
Congratulations.
Have you ever sort of, been in bed and, like, you know, after drinking and then, like, you're the room spinning, that kind of thing?
Never.
Okay. Because some people can just hold their alcohol in their stomach, but they've still been S-face drunk.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know whether this was one of those situations.
It's a good question to clarify there. So, Scott, what's the most you've ever had to drink?
At one sitting, I've probably maybe had 4, 5, 6 beers at most.
4, 5, or 6 beers will put some people on the ground. I mean, so it sounds like you are you big boy?
Yeah. 150, 170.
Huh. Six beers over how long?
Iron Man is what you are.
Over how long did it take you to have six?
I'm looking at, you know, somewhere around 3, 4 hours, 5 hours. It's not like it's...
Still, that's a lot. 3 hours, three
to... Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, anyway, what was your point?
At, you know, 2 or 3 beers is really what typically...
I gotcha.
2 is a good amount to stay sane. I like the rule 2 or too much. That's one of my ex-girlfriends taught me. And I think that's a good rule to live by. So anyway, and then the reason why that rule is like after 2, if you're having your second, you're not going to lose count, right? So if you get to the point where you've lost count of how many beers you've had, you've probably had too much. So if you stop at 2, you never lose count, and that's always a good thing. So what was it that you wanted to say? You've never experienced being too drunk, in your opinion, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I actually. I relate to him a lot more than I do your position, although I understand your position on the argument.
I assume you're talking about Ian's position, because my position is not the same as his.
Are you saying parents shouldn't be teaching their kids how to drink, Mark?
Go right ahead.
I'm pretty sure you agree with me on that.
I'm okay with parents teaching their kids how to drink, because there's no other way that they can learn with someone who's responsible, because most of the time it's going to be people who are irresponsible. And
right.
My basic rule was with my son, who's 21 now, and he actually has been drinking beer fairly regularly because he likes the flavor, was basically, look, if you go to any parties and you see somebody doing something stupid, which my definition of stupid was getting drunk or... you know, to the point where they're losing control of their abilities or doing any sort of, illegal medications, then you're to leave. And, you know, if you don't have a ride or don't have a car, we'll come pick you up. And, you know, cause basically you don't know when/if the police will show up. And if in fact that does happen, you're guilty by association. And
yeah, it's a bad scene when the cops come bust up a high school or college party with underage drinking. Yep. A lot of people get rounded up. They ended up with criminal charges.
It can affect careers and choices in the future, too. If you want to, say, go into the intelligence community or something like that, then you're going to have to deal with, you know, this arrest.
Yeah, and if he wanted to taste a beer when he was 13, 14, 15, I was okay with it, you know. But I wasn't saying, here, have a whole one. You know, you want to taste it, one of mine, that's fine. You know, generally he's not going to like the taste, and that's okay with me because it's one of those things. But he told me the reason why he started appreciating the taste of beer was that he started drinking his coffee black, and the bitterness didn't bother him too much anymore. So
I had a friend whose dad caught him smoking, and I made him smoke the whole pack sitting in the garage.
Oh, man, that was
vomited.
Hey, Scott, thanks for sharing, man.
Well, hold on one second. One other point, though. I appreciate both of your guys' perspectives on this. I know you both have differences of opinion on things throughout, but it seemed to me that for the most part, you guys are really respectful and talk to people. But it seemed to me that you were a little bit disrespectful to Mark at the end, based on the fact that he'd never really been drunk and
for some reason he couldn't understand your perspective, and I don't necessarily think that that's true. And furthermore, I don't know that he's necessarily wrong in calling the cops, because the fact of the matter is, isn't there sort of a first offender type of situation where a person maybe cannot have that on their record and have it expunged?
Oh, I wouldn't. Okay, so first off, if I sounded like I was disrespectful to Mark,
no, you're talking to me. I
think so too. But
I did say he couldn't empathize. That's specifically what I said.
And then you acted unempathetic with him.
I can't really empathize with someone who's straight edge.
Now, so I get that straight lace is probably a better terminology for what he is. He's not some kind of skinhead running around in Great Britain. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's trying to figure out what's going to work.
That's all he's trying to do.
And he might even have
That's why I gave him the advice, is if you want someone arrested, call the police.
Yeah.
If you and remember, that's what they do for a living. And it could very well be his daughter. Do not call the police unless you have your lawyer present with your daughter anytime she's going to answer questions. Now, that's going to be a pretty expensive thing to do.
Yeah, you don't want to call the police with the hope that you'll be able to expunge a record sometime later on down the line. Even if you can expunge a record, it doesn't expunge the frustration and the difficulty of being arrested and having to go down to the station and get booked and then sit in a cold cell. I mean,
that might be a life lesson in a way, though. I understand one of you was in prison for a while, unfortunately, and I don't know how that affected you necessarily, although you've spoken of it frequently. But the other side of this is that, you know, if his hands are tied because he can't get along with the ex-wife, assuming that that's the case, you know, what's he supposed to do? And on top of that, there are parents in the Indianapolis area who have gotten in trouble to the point of, I don't know if they were arrested, but they were drawn and pulled into court because they allowed an underage party to occur at their home.
Yeah. I'd say it's a difficult position, and I pointed that out, too. For me, when it comes to having teens in their late teens, mostly what you're trying to do is survive that experience. Have it so that everybody survives that experience. It's not going to be that easy. Being a teenager in today's world is a mess, and part of it's the government. Part of it's this entitled society that we have. Kids... I was working at 12.
Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got the news, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. If you're on the line, stick with us. We'll get you on the air. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype, and I don't believe anyone has done Skype tonight. Skype line's wide open for you. Skype username is lrn.fm. You just have to send a contact request to us there first. We'll approve you, and it'll be super easy for you to call, and you'll sound great. Most of the time on Skype, this is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.